Proceedings during Monday evening's Harrison Village Council meeting once again slowed to a halt for a 40-minute debate about two late items added to the agenda. Count. Leo Facio claimed he submitted a late item to the agenda before the appropriate deadline, but it did not appear on the agenda. Deputy Mayor John Allen criticized the item as ambush legislation, alleging he received no such email, despite Facio's claim to the contrary. Facio's resolution concerned the removal of four trees along Lillooet Avenue. Related. Harrison Council strikes weather station, fence moving proposals. Back in January, Count. Michie Vidal's motion to remove four trees along the street was ruled out of order. During the December 18 meeting, Council voted 2-2, Facio and Jackson opposed, Vidal absent, to allow Allen and his company to adopt the trees in exchange for sponsorship signs to be affixed at the base of each tree. Allen said the trees could not be tampered with as they were part of an investigation. He denied requests for further details on the investigation, Facio and Cown. Allen Jackson alleged they were unaware of any investigation, but Allen alleged all of Council was indeed aware. Vidal had an item for new business as well, asking Council to put the discussion for the official community plan on a future agenda. Related. Harrison Mayor calls for probe into allegations against him. Once again. Jackson expressed exasperation at the frequent disruptions to council meetings by council members during many of the meetings of the term so far. "We have to get down to business here, and we're not doing it," Jackson said. "We have a big agenda to do. We have to quit this bickering. I don't want to be here all night." With the late items, the agenda was approved after nearly an hour, with Allen opposed. Wood was not present at Monday evening's meeting as he is on holiday. In other council business, the village released some details surrounding a cease and desist letter concerning derogatory comments posted on the Facebook group Harrison Hot Springs News and Views that was previously discussed in a closed meeting. Vancouver-based local government law firm Lidstone & Company advised council they would need more information on the posts in question, and council voted to provide said information. Allen proposed this cease and desist letter also include another Facebook group, Harrison Hot Springs Forum, but this motion failed due to the lack of a seconder. Village staff informed council that the village has been approved for $178,000 from the 2023 Fire Smart Community Funding and Supports Program. The funding will be used to support the local fire department with courses, help produce a community wildfire resiliency plan, and purchase fire smart structure protection equipment. Council unanimously approved directing staff to apply for $30,000 from the Union of British Columbia Municipalities Community Emergency Preparedness Fund. This would help in improving evacuation route plans for the village. Council also unanimously approved directing staff to apply for $150,000 in UBCM grant funding from the Local Government Development Approvals Grant Program. This may help the village streamline their development bylaw decisions and procedures moving forward. Council unanimously approved permits for this year's Terry Fox Run, which is scheduled for September 15. Council approved asking staff to seek provincial approval to amend the resort development strategy to redirect funding from the Starlight Skating Rink to the Lagoon Development Project. Council also asked staff to look into further options concerning the rink and its potential future use. The next regular Harrison Hot Springs Village Council meeting is scheduled for Monday, March 4, at 7 p.m. at the Village Office, 495 Hot Springs Road. The meeting venue is subject to change. Online attendance is also available via Zoom. Those interested can register through harrisonhotsprings.ca. Video recordings of the meetings will be archived on the village's YouTube page.